Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today across Israel, the weather is mostly sunny with clear skies. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv can expect a pleasant day. Meanwhile, in Haifa, a gentle breeze is in the air. In Eilat, temperatures are warm and perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump says Netanyahu almost derailed the U.S.-Iran agreement, describing him as a very difficult guy, as reported by the Jerusalem Post just in. Also, Trump suggests attacks on Iran could resume if a nuclear deal isn't reached, according to the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Also this hour, an Iranian general warns that an Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered, following IDF strikes on Hezbollah targets, as per JNS earlier today. Separately, Trump comments on Israel's strike in Beirut, saying it shouldn't have happened as an Iran deal is closed, reports I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, Stanford anti-Zionist student protesters walk out of Google CEO's commencement speech, also covered by the Times of Israel earlier this hour. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Linnaeus, a geopolitical analyst, posting just minutes ago, highlights the combined power of U.S.-Israel Gulf operations against Iran, suggesting Tehran's attempts may be futile. Michal Kotla-Wunsch, a former Israeli lawmaker, wrote earlier today that attempting to appease Iran only emboldens its aggressive actions. Rich Goldberg, a political strategist, shared that Trump's approach to a nuclear deal with Iran focuses on dismantling their nuclear infrastructure, differing significantly from past agreements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Trump's remarks on Netanyahu. In an interview, Trump claimed Netanyahu nearly thwarted a U.S.-Iran deal, calling him difficult. The Jerusalem Post highlights Trump's assertion that if Iran had nuclear weapons, Israel's existence would be threatened within hours. This adds another layer to the already complex U.S.-Israel-Iran relations. Turning to the Iranian general's warning. The IDF's recent attack on Hezbollah in Beirut was a response to drone strikes on the Galilee. JNS reports that Iran vows retaliation, increasing regional tensions. Such statements underscore the fragile balance in Middle East security. Meanwhile, Trump's criticism of Israel's strike in Beirut connects to the nearing Iran deal. According to I-24 News, Trump believes the strike was ill-timed. This raises questions about the broader implications for ongoing negotiations and regional stability. In financial news, first, Pi, a San Francisco startup, has raised $35 million to enhance security measures in AI-written code. Ynet Business reports this move could significantly reduce vulnerability triage time. Separately, Teva Pharmaceuticals will cut 250 jobs in Israel after a failed sale of its raw materials division. Wala Business explains this development impacts the local workforce and company strategy. And finally, Sayera, a cybersecurity firm, has raised $600 million, reaching a $12 billion valuation. According to CTech, this highlights the growing gap between AI adoption and enterprise control, marking a significant shift in the tech landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.